Please pray in silence.
请一起默祷。
Amen. Hallelujah, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
奉主耶稣圣名，我做见证。
As many of you know, this summer I was blessed by God with an opportunity to attend NYTS in New Jersey, much like just Sister Jessie.
很多人都已经知道，在这个暑假的时候，我受到神的祝福，可以参加这个神学训练班。
Last time I gave a testimony was one of the experiences I received in NYTS.
上次我做见证是我在神学训练班所受到的体会。
But now I'm going to share another one of my experiences while I was over there.
现在要跟弟兄姐妹分享我在神学训练班的另外的一个体会。
This experience actually goes all the way back to RHTS back in 2007.
这个体会是在我在2007年的时候，在高中的神学训练班所体会到的。
Back then, I had just lost my job at the theaters, and I attended RHTS because I had nothing else holding me back to attend it.
在那个时候，我在电影院的工作失去了我这个工作，所以我就参加了高中的神学的训练班。
While I was at RHTS in 2007, I was somewhat down because I had recently just lost my job.
在那个时候，2007年我参加这个神学训练班的时候。我感觉心里非常的忧愁，因为那个时候我失去了我的工作。
I remember that telling a pastor about this, and he told me, "Don't worry, God will bless you."
我记得那个时候我跟一个传道者讲，我失去我的工作。后来这个传道者跟我讲说，不要担心，神会祝福你。
I received a lot of comfort from what he said.
那个时候我从这个传道者得到了很多的安慰。
And I took that as a promise from God that He's going to bless me, and I held on to that promise as I go through each day.
我那个时候就想说，这个就是神给我的应许，我就抓住这个应许，时常在想神会怎么祝福我。
Sister Jessie just talked about the schedule of NYTS, and in NYTS we have the opportunity to draw closer to God through the long prayers we have.
Jessie 姐妹刚刚有见证说神学训练班的一些的安排表。我们有很多时间可以有很长的祷告的时间。
And I knew that I want to take advantage of those prayers and to really draw myself closer to God.
所以我想说，我也借着这个机会，在这个祷告会，能够与神更亲近。
I kept thinking on what to pray for.
我一直想说，我到底要向神祷告什么。
Then I recalled the moment that when I was talking to that pastor 2 years ago back in RHTS.
后来我就想起，在2007年，我向这个传道者所讲的一切话。
He told me that God will bless me, and in my prayer, I was looking back from the time of 2007 until now.
后来我就想起他跟我讲说神会祝福我，我就想到从2007年一直到现在的时候。
Looking back from those 2 years, I see no blessing.
我在回想这两年，但是我却没有想到神给我的祝福。
Looking back, I see my family struggling with financial needs day by day.
回想这两年，我的家庭有受到一些经济的一些的困难，时常在征战当中。
As we would always struggle to pay for the rent or anything else.
时常在挣扎，要怎么去付我们的房租。
Looking back, I see my family gain trials and tribulations instead of blessings.
我在回想的时候看，想起我家人一直经验的都是一直都是征战跟一些的试炼，根本没有神的祝福。
That our car has gotten into 2 car accidents over the past 2 years, and that my family are always in constant fighting with one another.
在这两年当中，我家人开的车有2次出车祸的意外。然后我的家人时常在争吵当中。
I even told God in my prayer that the next time He wants to give me trials and tribulations, pass it on to another person.
我甚至跟神讲说，下次你要给我这个试炼的时候，你可以把这个试炼给别人不要给我。
Pass it on to someone who can bear it. Pass it on to someone who's not struggling financially. Pass it on to someone who has a lot.
给别人这些试炼，他们可以。可以度过这个胜过这个试炼，也可以给这些人他们没有受到一些经济的一些的困难，把这些试炼都给他们。
And the one thing that made me remember that conversation I had with the pastor is that I look back, and from RHTS until now, I never got another job.
后来我又想起在那个时候传道者所跟我讲的这两年，在这个当中，我后来一直想，我根本也没有找到另外一个工作。
For 2 years, I prayed to God to give me another job, to give me another chance, a chance of redemption.
在这两年当中，我求神再给我一个工作，给我个机会，使我能悔改。
Because it bothered me knowing the fact that I lost my job to a stupid mistake, and I want another chance to prove myself that I can do it right.
我觉得因为我失去这个工作，因为我做了一些错的、愚蠢的事情，所以失去了这个工作，我想再给我一次机会，我可以证明我自己，可以再可以工作。
And for 2 years, no matter how hard I prayed, no matter how many places I've applied, they all came up empty.
在这两年当中，我一直申请要找工作，但是都一直没有找到。
After telling God all these things, I asked him, where is my blessing?
后来我就向神抱怨这些一切的事情，我就问神，我的祝福福气到底在哪里？
I asked him, where is that promise that he gave me at RHTS back in 2007?
我问神，在2007年高中神学训练班你所给我的这个应许到底在哪里？
I felt that he let me down in his promise, and that his words became an empty promise.
后来想说，神所给我的应许使我失望，这个应许是虚空的。And
right after I said that, I saw a picture in my head.
在我说完想起这些事情的时候，在我的头脑后来出现了一个影像。It
was as if it was like in a box, and I was looking through it, as if I was looking through a play or something.
好像在一个盒子里，一个房间，我在上面看，好像在看一个演戏。The
background was all white, and all I see was two people in the picture.
在这个戏里面的背景是白色的，我只看到有两个人站在里面。One
man was standing up, the other one was kneeling down.
一个人是站着的，另外一个人是跪着的。My
attention quickly focused on the man that's kneeling down, and I saw him crying, begging, with tears down his face, as if he was asking for something really hard.
后来我就注意到这个跪下来的这个人，他是一直哭着，一直在哭，跟在问，我就一直专注的看这个人到底是在干嘛。I
realized that, that was me praying with tears coming down my face.
后来我就知道说这个跪着的人在哭，其实是我。
Then I turned my attention to the other man, the one who is standing up.
后来我就注意到另外一个站着的这个人。His
clothes was all white, and he was glowing bright. And I couldn't recall if his face was like of Jesus, but I knew that that was God.
他穿的衣服是白的，我那个时候看他的脸，不知道是不是主耶稣，但是我却知道说他是神。
In that picture, I saw myself crying and begging with tears down my face, and it seemed like I was asking for something really loud.
在这个图片当中，我看到我跪下来祷告，哭着求神，好像在要求神要给我什么。Then
I saw God looking down at me with a kind face, and he did not even say a word.
后来我看到神就往下看着我，直接来看着我，听我的在要求的当中。
I didn't understand as to why God would give me this picture until towards the end of NYTS.
我不知道神为什么会让我看到这个影像，一直到在这个神学训练班快要结束的时候。From
that picture alone, I found out how wonderfully sweet God is.
在那个影像当中，我了解神是多么的甜美。In
that picture, God stood silent instead of debating with me like I wanted him to.
在那个图片当中，神是站在那边，是安静的站着，站在那边，并没有跟我在争吵。And
throughout the whole time I was praying to him, he was silent and he was just waiting for me to finish complaining.
在这个图片当中，我一直向神祷告，抱怨，但是神就站在那边是非常安静的，在听我在讲一切的话。He
was listening and waiting until I was done, which is what a good friend would have done.
他一直在听我所要求的，就好比是一个很好的朋友，在听我说话。
When you have troubles in your heart, you feel like you need to talk to somebody, a good friend, and you only want them to listen.
当我们心里是忧愁的时候，我们只想要跟一个人，跟我们的朋友讲，我们只要我们的朋友只要听我们所说的就好了。
That's what God was doing, and I truly found out that He's a good friend.
所以那个时候就神就是这样做，所以我真的知道神是我的真正一个很好的一个朋友。
After my prayer, I saw a pastor, and he asked me how my prayer was going.
在这个祷告完了以后，一个传道者就问我说，你的祷告是如何？
I told him that it was going good, and I cried in my last prayer, and he asked me what I was crying about.
我就跟他讲，跟这个传道者讲说，我祷告很好，我在祷告当中有哭泣，然后这个传道者就问我说，为什么你祷告会哭泣？
And I told him of my prayer and how I asked God about my blessings.
我跟这传道者讲说，在我的祷告当中，我求神赐给我福气。
The first thing that he told me was, how much do you have to pay for college? The first thing that he answered me back was.
So, 第一个神所
How much do you have to pay for college? So after I told him, about what I was praying for, the first response from him was, how much do you have to pay for college?
我在跟这传道者讲完了以后，然后这个传道者就跟我讲说，你要为你的大学祷告多久？
I told him I didn't have to pay anything, and he replied saying, and you don't think that's a blessing?
然后我跟这传道者讲说我不用祷告很久，然后这传道者就跟我讲说，你觉得这个不是一个祝福吗？
I've thought about that in my prayer, and in my heart, I felt that I deserve the financial needs I got from the government.
后来我就在这个祷告当中想起了这个，我在这个学校有拿到一些的学校的补助金。
Because of my hard work throughout high school, that got me the good grades.
因为在我的高中我的成绩不错，所以我拿到这个大学的补助金。
You know how every time you go around and then there's always these two persons in your shoulder. One is the good conscience, one is the bad conscience.
有的时候我们在我们的周围，在左边或是右边，一个是好的一个人，另外一个是坏的一个人。
The bad conscience, he was telling me that, and perhaps it came from my pride, from my pride.
一个坏的良心的一个人，也许这个是从我自己的自义骄傲所出来的。
I felt that answer wasn't enough for me, and the pastor, he knew that, and he encouraged me to pray more.
所以我想说这个回答是不完全的，所以这个传道者就鼓励我继续的在祷告。
Perhaps he wanted me to humble myself.
也许是传道者想要我谦卑我自己。
And the next day I prayed the same thing throughout the whole day. The same words came out, the same tears came out, and the same picture I saw in my head.
所以隔一天我就继续的这样一样的形式去祷告，所以同样的影像影片又再一次的出现。
After my second prayer, I talked to a sister very casually about how our prayer was going.
在第二次祷告完了以后，我就与一个姐妹分享我的祷告是情况是如何。
Her first response was very different than the pastor.
她所回答的答案跟这个传道者所回答的是不一样。
She asked me,Do you put God first in your life?
这个姐妹就跟我讲说，你有把神在你生命当中摆第一吗？
And I answered her with a no.
我就回答这个姐妹说没有。
Then she asked me, Do you pray every morning when you get up?
这个姐妹就问我说，每一天早上起来你有祷告吗？
And I answered her with a no again.
我又回答说没有。
And she asked me, Do you read the Bible every day?
后来这个姐妹就问我说，你每一天有读圣经吗？
But the third question I already gave up.
第三个答案问我的时候我已经放弃了。
I knew how Peter felt when Jesus asked him about how do you love me or do you love me and do you love me three times. I knew exactly how that felt.
我知道当时门徒彼得他的感受是如何，主耶稣 一直问他三次问他，你爱我吗？
Each one of my answers was a no, and that shows how much I really love God.
So 每一个答案我所回答的就是没有， 所以那个时候我才知道我对神的爱是多少。
And the weird thing is that this sister didn't even know that much English, but she knew what questions to ask. I can only say that that come from God.
很奇怪的，这个姐妹她其实她的英文不怎么好， 但是她却知道如何问这些问题，所以我那时候知道这个是神在问我。
From that conversation alone, I knew that I had to do a lot of work to strengthen my faith.
在那次的谈话当中，我知道我要花很多的功夫来灵修我自己。
Perhaps there were a lot of blessings that I overlooked in the past.
也许我没有注意到我之前的生活。
But I knew now that maybe God does want to bless me, but I'm just holding him back.
也许是神其实他要祝福我，但是我没有愿意想要接受神的祝福。
In the end, he's just waiting for me to seek him first.
在最后他是在等候着我来寻求他。
Just like in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33.
就像马太福音第六章第36节。
It's a conditional situation where we have to do our part and seek him first.
就好像我们自己要做我们的本分来寻求神。
Then God will bless us with everything we need.
这样的话，神就会在任何的事上来赐福给我们。
If there's one thing I take from MYTS, and is that I have to seek God first and His kingdom of righteousness.
在这个神训练班，我所有学习到最主要的就是必须要先求神的国、神的义。
Lastly, I want to leave you with an encouragement to attend these seminars that we have at church.
最后，我想也鼓励大家都可以一起参加这些训练班，在我们的真耶稣教会。
Especially RE students with the SSC, the RHTS, or the NYTS.
特别是这个宗教教育的学生可以参加学生灵恩会，还有高中的神学训练班，还有青年的神学训练班。
And also adults, we have National Adult Theological Seminar, which is NATS.
像成人的话也有可以参加成人的神学训练班。
In a lot of these seminars, not only do you learn a lot, but you also improve your faith.
很多的这些神学训练班，不只是说我们学习到很多，我们也可以增强在我们的灵修，可以进步。
And this whole improvement is very hard to reach when you're at home, but it's very easy to reach when you're at these seminars.
在这些灵修的进步当中，是我在我们自己的家中，也许比较困难，可以没有那么容易可以进步，但是在这些训练班的当中，我们可以得到属灵的进步。
I was actually expecting the J1 and the J2 to be here, but as a parent, we can also, and as members of this church, we can also encourage our RE students to attend these seminars.
我本来想说的高中班的宗教教育，也许在会堂可以听见证。我也希望说，他们的父母家长可以鼓励他们的小孩一起参加这些训练班。
I know that as a student, I can relate to being nervous about the work or the prayers. Or even going there just by yourself.
我也知道说，当在学生的青年的时候，假如说要去参加这些训练班的话，也许会比较紧张。
But in these seminars, you learn how to take advantage of those things and really talk to God through these things.
但是在这些神学训练班，真正的我们可以向神说话，可以得到造就。
When you're at these seminars, it's just you and God, and there's nothing holding you back. There's no distractions or there's no worries.
在这些神学训练班当中，只有神与我们在一起，没有任何事情可以阻挡我们。
Just like I found out how God is my friend through the picture, everyone else feels so close that they get to find out in their own way that God is your friend.
就好像我的体会。 在这个祷告当中，我感觉神是我的朋友，也好比每一个人有这些机会可以参加，也可以体会到神是我们的朋友。Through
attending this NYTS, I received a dream that I shared last week about how my family was getting along, and a vision about me praying to God, which I just shared with you right now.
在神学训练班的当中, 我上次有见证, 在我的, 梦当中, 有看到说, 我的家人如何和好, 在争吵中和好, 还有在这一次的, 神学训练班当中, 我看到这个, 这个, 图片, 神与我, 我向神祷告的图片。
And through the 8 years of me believing in this church, I never received that before.
在这个8年当中, 我在信神的当中, 在这个教会, 我从来没有体会到这种的体会跟意象。
At NYTS, you receive these experiences, and it really proves to you that not only God exists, but He's our wonderful, loving Father who listens to our prayers.
在这神学训练班当中, 我不但没有体会到这个, 真正知道神是存在的, 也知道我们的天父神是慈爱的, 怜悯的神。
Knowing that, that's something that's going to strengthen my faith for years to come.
也可以知道说在这个, 四年将来的四年当中, 这个神学训练班的体会, 有, 帮助我的信心。
May all the glory be unto God's name.
愿一切荣耀, 都归我们天上的父的名。
Thank God that from their testimony, we can see the difference between before they attending the NYTS and after they attend the NYTS.
我们感谢神在他们见证的当中, 我们可以了解他们, 在参加神学训练班之前, 的生活生命, 跟在参加神学训练班之后的生活跟生命。
And also, when they decide to go to the NYTS because they have a lot of questions in their heart.
在他们要参加神学训练班之前, 在他们心里有很多的问题。
So they look for the answer from God.
他们向神在寻找这些答案。
And God's really patient. If you are willing to make an effort to take time to be holy, to draw closer to Him, and He will answer your question one by one.
神是非常有耐心的, 假如说我们花时间来, 追求神, 来圣洁我们, 自己, 那神就会慢慢的, 一个一个回答我们, 问题的, 答案。
Like the sermon this morning also talked about the, we have to be transformed by renewing our mind.
就像今天早上所讲的, 道理, 就是在我们心里, 我们要更新。
So, as an adult here, like me, myself, we don't have a chance to attend the SSC or RHTS or NYTS.
就好比成人, 好比说我自己, 我没有这个机会可以参加学生灵恩会, 还有青年神学训练班, 高中神学训练班。
But thank God, if we want to experience the experience that our kids has done, we can also attend the NATS.
假如说我们也要体会到我们的青年所在这个神学训练班所体会到的话, 那我们成人也可以参加这个成人的神学训练班。
It's coming up on November.
这个神学训练班, 成人神学训练班, 将会在今年的11月, 开始。
So when we already had the experience, so when we encourage the children to go to the SSC, it's easy for us to say.
当我们有这体会到这些训练班的这个体会, 我们在鼓励我们的, 小孩或者是青年去, 去这些训练班的话, 我们就有这个力量可以去鼓励他们。
But if we don't have a clue or we don't have an idea what they're gonna do all day from the morning to the night, during SSC. So we don't know how to say, how to encourage them. We just say that it's good for you to go to SSC.
假设我们都没有这个体会, 都没有知道, 这些神学训练班所一切的安排的话, 我们就只向我们的小孩们, 青年们鼓励, 他们所去的, 但是不知道他们的安排, 我们只会说, 你们去这些训练班是好的。
But if you yourself be there, and then you have to get up at 5 o'clock because you have to share the shower time, and then after that you have to go to the chapel to read the Bible first because you have a Bible reading in the morning.
假设我们自己有参加这个训练班的话，就可以知道说我们在早上五点要起来，要去洗澡，在差不多七点到七点半的时候，我们要读经来分享我们所读的圣经。
And you learn how to fast because there is two bells. One bell is the morning the prayer session ended, but you can go to lunch if you want. But if you're willing to fast, you keep praying until the second bell.
我们可以学习到如何禁食祷告啊，在这个祷告会的当中有两个会两次铃会响啊，第一个铃响呢就是可以去吃饭。但是假如说继续要祷告的话，可以禁食祷告啊，到第二次铃响啊，就结束这个祷告。
So if your kids telling you, "Mom, I'm fast. I'm waiting until the second bell," and then you wondering, "What is the first bell? What is the second bell means?"
假如说你的小孩参加这个训练班，就让你知道说我在等第二次的铃响啊，然后就跟我讲那个，假如说你没有去的话，你就也许就不知道他在讲什么。
And also, they teach you focus on the book that they assign you to read first.
在那边他也教导我们来专心的来读他们教会所安排的一些的书籍。
So when you finish, you have a good understanding and also the Bible knowledge.
当我们读完这些书籍的话，我们就可以了解更深。更深的一面的了解圣经的道理。
So if Aldo under his testimony encourage all the students to go to the SSC, so I'm as a mom also encourage all the adults here to attend the NATS.
假如说 Aldo 弟兄可以鼓励这些青年可以参加青年可以参加这个学生联恩会好比我是一个成人，我也可以鼓励一些教会的成人可以参加这个成人的神学训练班。
So we can also share our experience after we attend the NATS.
所以在我们参加这个成人神学训练班以后，我们也可以一起分享我们在这个训练班所得到的一些的体会体验。
Even though it's not easy as us and an adult because we have work.
虽然我们成人不是那么简单可以参加，因为我们要上班。
But I think if you pray, you ask God, God will provide the time that you can attend the NATS.
但是我们向神祷告，神将会供应我们这个时间可以参加这些神学训练班。
So for the last conclude, I'm gonna turn to the Bible. Let's turn to the Psalm 37.
在我们结束这个祷告会之见证会之前，我们翻开诗篇。
Psalm 37, verse 3.
诗篇三十七篇第三节。
We read together. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Psalm 37, verse 3.
Verse 3. Psalm 37, verse 3, 第三节。你当依靠神而行善。住在地上，以他的信实为粮。
And verse 4, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desire of your heart.
第四节，又要以神为乐，他就将你的心里所求的赐给你。
So, let's conclude the testimony session. Now we will sing him to the praise Lord with the hymn number 401. We pick this hymn because this is also good for us to take time to be holy.
So, we now just 结束我们的见证会。那我们现在才唱赞美诗四百零一首。这首赞美诗告诉我们要花时间来圣洁我们自己。
Let's sing him together to praise the Lord with the hymn number 401.
我们一起来唱赞美诗来赞美神。我们请唱赞美诗四百零一首。